Harness racing in Tasmania is in Hobart on Sunday night. The 10 event program set down for decision commencing at 20 minutes past 5. And trainer Mark Butler joins me online to have a chat about his runners on the program. How are you going, Mark?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's the way. You first of your runners is in race number 3 with Better Brown Tiger. He's a last start Bernie winner. That was back in late February, but since that effort, he's joined your stable. First up from a break, how's he going on the training track at home?
Yeah, no, he hasn't really shown a lot, but he's drawn out the back, so we'll just hope for a bit of luck and can get the right run into it, and hopefully we can run on.
Yeah, you've elect not to give him a trial in the lead-up to this assignment, so naturally you'd be happy with his fitness going into this race?
Yeah, no, he's fit enough, but it makes it a bit hard now with the trials before the races. You 9 times out of 10, you've got to qualify to get a run at the trial, so we haven't opted to give him one, and hopefully he's fit enough.
Right, we'll find out on Sunday. Let's head over to race 7. Peaceful Thomas is the runner you have engaged here. If we forget his last 3 starts, he'll probably start $1.10, but his manners haven't been too good of late, but a few of his recent trials, he's done everything right.
Yeah, I think he's worked it out when it's trial day and race day, so hopefully he thinks it's a trial and we can get around safe and do everything right.
He won a trial in Launceston on Sunday night. You must have been pleased with that. He broke the 2 minutes and looked to do it nicely.
Yeah, he's always shown enough ability to, that's why he nearly starts favourite all the time, but he's let us down a couple of times, so yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
Righto, and the final 2 runners from your stable are both in the Trotters event. We'll talk about Armchair Drive first of all. You must be wrapped with the performances of this 6-year-old gelding since arriving in your care.
Yeah, no, he surprised a bit. He didn't really do a lot at home, and then we fronted him up and he done the job, and then the only time he's kind of got beat, the other one of our trotter let up and couldn't quite get past him, so no, I've been real happy with him.
He's one of 2 runners off the front, Mark. You expect him to lead there?
Yeah, I think so. Like, all the way May probably begins a bit better than him, but they always look for cover, so he'll be pushing forward and try to work to the front if he can't get across it early.
And one Yankee Ginger also in that race was a bit unlucky in Launceston last up, but a handy win of the start prior.
Yeah, he'll hopefully get a good run into it and either hopefully be behind the leader or 1-1 or something and can have the last shot at him.
Yeah. You've had a good success with the Trotters. Do you enjoy the difference between them and the Pacers?
Yeah, I don't mind it. There's nothing. Well, we've kind of been lucky. These two are pretty faultless, so I haven't really had to scratch my head too much. And no, they've come at it pretty good.
You're having a great run at present, Mark. But before I let you go, who do you reckon your best winning chance is in Hobart on Sunday for the Taz Racing punters out there?
They'll probably hate me, but I have to say Peaceful Thomas.
Peaceful Thomas, race 7, number 13. Well, hopefully he does everything right, Mark. Appreciate the insight into the runners in your stable and best of luck on Sunday night.
No, thank you very much.